That there is to be the great tradition around here, which is the Sunset Opera Cruise on the Lake. And we're going to get into the material of that. But first, just a moment with the director of Inland Northwest Opera, Don Volsky. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Vern.
And it's been a great tradition for quite a few years to get aboard a boat and have an opera, hasn't it?
Yeah. It has. It's actually one of our most popular events. Yeah. And I don't think there's much question why. I mean, what's not to love? You've got a comic opera and Sunset Cruise and some wine and some small bites. It's a really fun night.
And you for a few years almost in a row, you did quite a bit of Gilbert and Sullivan. I guess that was kind of within. What were some of the virtues of doing Gilbert and Sullivan?
Well, I think it was just really accessible to the public. The first one we ever did was Pirates of Penzance, which is fantastic on the water, and you had your characters running from boat to boat. That was at the time that we only had two boats lashed together, and so we had two stages, and our artists were running around like crazy from boat to boat. And then we also did the Mikado. We did HMS Pinafore, but we started getting some requests to lean a little bit more towards the opera. I mean, that's what we do. And we've got some great treasures of musical theater here in town between Spokane and Coeur d'Alene with a few different theaters. And what we offer is something just a little different. So we started going towards, we did a Fledermaus and the Merry Widow. And this year we're going to one of the greatest comic opera composers, of course, Mozart with Da Ponte. I mean, Così fan tutte is just hilarious. So I think it's going to be perfect.
Well, we're going to take off on. First, a couple details before we do this. The Opera Cruise, which is this Sunday night, the boat boards at 6:30. It's a 7:30 to 9:30 cruise, and tickets are available through inlandnwopera.com. Or, you know, simply Google it and you'll find your way in. So now we're going to take off on this cruise by hearing the overture to Così fan tutte, and then we'll bring in Heather and Derek Parker and find out a lot more about the internal workings of this great opera. But first, the overture. So you can decide those last six chords are or aren't co si fan tutte, and a little motto that that Mozart put in. But the overture to co si fan tutte, the Mozart opera, which will be Sunday with Inland Northwest Opera on three boats lashed together on Coeur d'Alene Lake with me, Don Volsky, the director of the opera, and we were just talking. And then the two operatives here, and we're certainly going to get into the characters of Despina, and that's Heather Parker. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Vern.
And Don Alfonso, Derek Parker. Hello, Derek.
Hello, good morning.
And so since we're all here and they aren't, let's talk about those other four people. they can't defend themselves. We can talk behind their backs. And so let's talk about the two girls, Dorabella and Fiordaligi. Are they just a couple of girls trying to figure out life? Who and what are they?
Well, I don't know if you want to tell us. You're the maid who's known them their whole lives, but they are women who feel things very deeply and very dramatically, and can't figure out what they want. And of course, they need their,
trusty. What am I, the cleaning lady now?
I think you're probably the cleaning lady. You know, everything's a bit more modern. So a little more snarky, a little more sassy. Someone who's been around the block a bit, mm-hmm. and tries to tell the girls really what's what.
Yeah, because they are pretty innocent and gullible, which is essential in this, isn't it? Yeah.
Think of late teens, dramatic women.
Okay.
Sorry. I should. Whoop whoop.
Okay. Now the two boyfriends. Let's narrow down on them. Are they Derek? You're Dal and Alfonso, and you're kind of pushing them around a little bit. Are they just couple happy-go-lucky dudes, or what are they?
I think I look at them as probably naive boys living life, thinking that in this particular case that the ladies are going to be faithful and they've found the love of their lives, and my character is here to tell them that not so fast.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting already, because what we've heard in this description, there is the kind of sweet purity of first love and the innocence and all of that, but then the wisdom of, is that really what life's about? Is it kind of where the whole opera's going in a certain way?
Right.
Yeah. In doing this, and so now to your two characters. So you're kind of the manipulative old dude. What are your motives? Are you having fun with them? Are you their uncle trying to teach them a lesson? Where are you at on this?
There are several layers to this character. I read that someone thinks that Don Alfonso, if you know the different operas, he's Cherubino, then he's Don Giovanni, this and then he turns into Don Alfonso.
So that Mozart always has a character like this that has that's kind of outside the norm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think he's obviously had some bad or troubled relationships in the past, and maybe a little bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But I think genuinely thinks trying to teach them, hey, don't fall too hard because these ladies won't be there for you in the future.
Derek Parker in the role of Don Alfonso. I think to carry the conversation further, we'll send you out to sing your aria. This is a moment where you're just, the name of it is How I Hate to Break the News. So
right.
you're about to kind of set your scheme in motion, aren't you?
Yes.
In a certain way.
We have just made the bet. And now this is the first time that I see the ladies, and I'm setting the trap, as you would say.
Okay, well, let's send you to the other room. This is Derek Parker. He'll be joined by Scott Ridenour at piano, and this is from fairly early in the opera. And if you can't tell already from our conversation, a really good thing about this is that we are that it will be done in English, and so it does have that it's parallel to a Gilbert and Sullivan or anything else, because the people don't need super titles or anything else, do they?
There's also English dialogue,
so
we cut down a bit of the recitative, and it feels a bit more accessible, I think, to everyone.
So that we know what's going on. So we're in our other room, and so let's hear this aria.
What a disaster! How I hate to break the news, to break the news! It's so awful, my lips refuse. I must talk, I have no choice, but it seems I've lost my voice. How explain it? What to say? Oh, a cursed tragedy, when you know you will agree, you will agree. Nothing worse could ever be. All your joys are done and past. Oh, dear boys, the die is cast. The die is cast. The die is cast.
And there it is, that very directly sets up this whole thing as Derek Parker, as Don Alfonso, letting them know what is about to happen. The boys are going off to war. The thing, I guess, cuts way into love affairs when that's going to happen. And so we come back, even as that's going, we have Despina and Heather Parker. We were talking a little bit about that. Despina is, she's clever, she's funny, she's fun. It must be just a blast to be Despina.
It is.
It?
Yeah. It is.
But now let's so she's the maid. And again, doesn't Mozart often have a character like this, the underling, the social underling, but who really knows more than those pompous advantaged people?
Yep. That's Despina.
And so again, are you getting a little revenge, or are you just kind of having fun with them? What's your attitude?
Well, I think she thinks these girls are a little bit ridiculous. I mean, she's been around the block. I think, like Don Alfonso, she's probably had some rough relationships because she's pretty jaded and cynical, and she feels that men are basically worthless and just to be used as, you know, a toy and for fun. And when they're not fun anymore, just dispose of them and carry on. And these girls are mourning the absence of their boyfriends, who they believe are going off to war, and saying how, oh, they're just so true and faithful. And Despina is just laughing at them because she can't imagine that they could really believe that men are faithful. Well, they're all scandalous, lying, deceiving cheaters, of course. So just have fun and play the field while they're gone. Don't be so serious.
And this really beautifully takes us into one of the things, because there's been that classic thing that on the first level, however one translates Così fan tutte, and the old-fashioned translation is women are like that would imply it was making more fun of women than men, but Mozart's pretty equal on this score, isn't he?
Well, he is. In fact, while Despina believes that she is in charge of this situation here and that she's sort of manipulating them, in the end, she realizes that she's the one who's been played by Don Alfonso. So they're all like that. Right,
they're all like that. Well, and with in mind, kind of this whole idea of how you feel about men. Maybe you need to sing about that too.
Oh.
So, what is stability in a soldier? It's probably pretty obvious, but anything to say about it before you sing it?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. She pretty much lays it out. You know, just have fun. There's no such thing as a faithful man. So why don't you just do what they do and have fun too?
There you go. Well, we'll send you out. We'll send you out to sing that Scott Rednauer at the piano, and we'll do that. And even as we do that, I guess for people who don't know a lot about the plot of Così fan tutte, the quick setup, and you can correct me on this, is that Don Alfonso has managed to fake it that the men are going to go off to war and then they're going to come back with exchanging their identities, because there's a big bet going on that they can or cannot accomplish wooing the opposite,
right,
the opposite woman.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and the men come back in disguise. So, I mean, Don Alfonso sets this whole thing up and says, hey, Despina, why don't you get in on this? I mean, I know they sound very cynical, but they're also having just a grand old time. I'm guessing they're probably a bit bored. Want something fun to do.
Right.
So they say, hey, why don't you pretend to go off to war? And the women get so upset, and then they come back and they have different costumes and they try to woo each other's women, and they both believe that the other woman can't be, you know.
Yes.
They both believe the best of each other, but everybody's just human.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the studio, and so Heather Parker as Despina will be singing Stability in a Soldier.
Thank you.
From the studio, that was Heather Parker, along with the pianist Scott Ridenour, singing Despina's aria, Stability in a Soldier. This is excerpts from the Sunday night performance of the of Così fan tutte, which is opera on Coeur d'Alene Lake and back to Don Volsky. Just a couple of the kind of technical things of it. You were saying that people need to check in at the resort.
Yeah, at Coeur d'Alene Resort, we have check-in beginning at 5 p.m. in a no-host bar, just because it can be a little bit warm at that time of day, and you'll have your tickets there at will call. There'll be other information, raffle, and other stuff. Some
so essentially a party in the resort.
Yeah,
first.
There's a party ahead of time. Okay. And then they'll actually take you. It's almost like boarding an airplane. It's a bit crazy. We got three boats. And so you'll have your leaders, and they'll get you on the boats at when they arrive. They have to arrive at and lash together. And it's kind of a whole production.
Sure. And then the actual cruise from 7:30 to 9:30, and it looks to be gorgeous weather for it. And
it's going to be gorgeous, and we have something different this year too. You know, it's always been a sunset cruise, but we shifted 30 minutes later this year just to kind of deal with warmth in the sun and in people's eyes and everything like that. So we've changed our route a little bit to accommodate that, but that means we've got about 30 minutes of the show that happens after sunset, and so we have lanterns on every table to, you know, candlelight, and we have almost think an outdoor beautiful patio string lights that light the entire stage. So you're going to start at, you know, with the sun, you're going to go through the sunset, and then you're going to end the evening in kind of a twinkle. It's really magical.
And then you're lucky because your orchestra is pianist Scott Ridenour, right?
I am so lucky.
He is
consummate performer.
Well, one of the great New York significant, you know, pianists and vocal coaches that's now living back in his home country and giving his expertise and his ability to everybody around here.
It is, but you know, we've also got, I got to point out here that Heather and Derek Parker, ever since I've had this job, I've wanted to find an opportunity to hire the two of them together. They are also performers who have been all over the world, who've sung in the most glorious opera houses, and we're lucky to have them here. I mean, that's part of what makes the Northwest what it is. We have this gem, I believe, of an opera company, and then I get to hire people that are part of our community and integral to our community, and yet are incredible singers and incredible actors. Heather's character gets to do so much fun stuff. You heard beautiful singing, but
Now don't give it away, Barry.
I won't give it away.
Well,
but
are you doing
so
the
mag?
Are you doing the magnet thing?
I don't know, but we do have some special voices. Okay. She does get to do some other voices other characters. And
well, we'll find out.
It's just, it's a good old time. So.
Well, and back to Heather and Derek, because you do have the really great roles in this opera, don't you?
We get the fun stuff.
Yes,
for sure.
Definitely.
How's that at home? I mean, you know, you're fighting and correcting each other and you know.
Well, it should be, let's say, easy for us to enter into these characters.
Okay, there you go.
It is. I was watching them rehearsing.
This is totally typecast.
I didn't say it, but there's truth in it.
And so this is Così fan tutte as the opera on the opera cruise for this year. And so once again, it's an opera that. I meant to ask. You made a reference to exactly what Despina's role is here. Are you doing it with any sort of sense of timing or character, or is it right now?
Very modern.
So it's
very
right now.
Modern. It will be right now. The men are not Albanians; they are Italians. Very suave as they come back as different characters. Very well dressed and a bit modern. That's about as much as I'm going to give you on that front. But.
Yeah. And, of course, there's that great tradition from the production a few decades ago, which took place in a diner of this. And that really liberated the thought that you can do this opera within all kinds of contexts because of its modernity and because of what it's saying about gender roles and all this.
Yeah, it's really timeless.
Yeah, about all that. Okay, well, thanks very much, everybody, for coming in.
Thank you.
And it's this Sunday, the 14th. 7:30. Mm-hmm. And we will have a few walk-up tickets. I just want to say that. So even if you can't get your seats ahead of time and you find yourself with some free time Sunday afternoon at the Coeur d'Alene Resort in Coeur d'Alene, show up. Yeah. We will feed you and entertain you.
But between now and then, Googling InlandNWOpera.com is a good way to reach them. And you were talking about the trio in which, and we're going to go out with a recording of the trio in English from the Met about 50 years ago.
Beautiful.
And so talk a little bit about Suave, this wonderful trio.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll put my little spin on it, but you've got Derek.
No, talk about it, because it's a great thing.
I would say for it's the moment vocally for me to sing. It's as we were saying goodbye, or the boys are going off, and it's just this, it'll be beautiful on the lake. You just have to hear it. I can't just play it.
Ethereal. Okay. Yeah.
It's the moment where their boats depart, and you hear it in the orchestra. That is the waves. The waves are going. Yeah. They stand still, and they talk about the breeze, which is what this entire cruise is about.
And so here it is. Thank you all.
I shall miss them no less. They are my best friends.
The amazing sublime moment from Così fan tutte. In translation, that aria would be something like, May breezes blow lightly. So that's a little bit more Mozart there, and off and on throughout the week we'll be covering more Mozart in anticipation of this Sunday event, which is the Sunset Cruise from Inland Northwest Opera. You can find more about that later.